Good evening, everybody. I thought it appropriate that we take this moment to have a look at a few pictures of Ed. Ed was an honorary member of the Coleoptera Society, and I think well known to everybody in this room. He was a frequent attendee of Entomological Society of Canada meetings, Entomological Society of America meetings. And I think at one point in all these meetings, we've all spoke to him and spent time with him, and I think his presence at these events will be sorely missed. Ed was born in 1923 in Missouri and came to Canada in 1952, where he spent his entire research career. Courtesy of Marcia Becker, Ed and Martha's oldest daughter, I've got a number of photographs of Ed, which I just thought it would be enjoyable and a nice memory for everybody here to share tonight. This is a picture of Ed in his Boy Scout days. It's an undated picture. I don't know how old it was. You'll notice that you'll recognize Ed all the way through for a couple of reasons. That characteristic smile and look that he has, as well as you'll see his bow ties, as we all fondly remember. Ed from his Marine days. There's apparently a story, which I don't know all the details, that Henry Howden likes to tell of Ed when he was a Marine having to escort a boatload of nurses back from Guadalcanal, I believe, during the Second World War. I don't know the details, but it's supposed to be a hit at coffee time up in Ottawa that this story frequently gets told. This is Ed and Martha. Martha was frequently accompanied Ed to these meetings, and in fact, I was talking to Martha at the recent Entomological Society of Canada meetings, which were in Ottawa, and Martha was telling me that this was the first meeting in 50 years that Ed had missed. He'd been to 49 consecutive Entomological Society of Canada meetings, and this is the 50th he just didn't make it to. This is Ed and Martha on the right in the back with their five daughters. They arrived in Canada to work at Agriculture Canada just about the same time as Henry and Anne Howden did, maybe a little bit earlier. But if you know the Howdens, you'll know that there were three daughters in the Howden family and five daughters in the Becker family. I think there was something in Canadian water which prevented boys from being a part of these families. This is Ed working on the collection at the Canadian National Collection in Ottawa. One of the things that a lot of people here may not be familiar with is that Ed, back in the mid-70s, started up an organization in Ottawa that was called Canacol. It's affiliated with the Canadian National Collection of Insects, and it's an organization that probably a number of people have tapped into for resources to come to Ottawa to visit and to actually work and curate in the CNC. And over the years, this organization, which Ed started just out of pocket, now has assets of $475,000, and over the last 30 years has funded 300 separate visits by systematists in all groups of insects to the CNC to study and work on those insects. It's given out over $200,000 in grants. And this organization was founded by Ed and carried on by Ed until he passed away this May. I like this photo. It sort of looks like LBJ out on the ranch. Ed published about 40 papers over the course of his career and conducted a number of field trips, namely to Texas and Jamaica, down into the Big Bend of Texas. This is a photograph of the E-Ladder group, or the E-Later group, in 1989 at the Coleoptera Society meeting in San Antonio with Jeff Stibick, Paul Johnson there looking slim and svelte, Gary Ulrich, and Ed over on the right. This is a photograph from Ed's retirement, and I thought it appropriate that this will probably be the way that we'll all remember Ed, and that is for his love of bow ties and his vast collection of bow ties. I don't think you'd ever see Ed with a different colored, different shaped bow tie. And I'd just like to conclude this just little short series of photographs by which I think we can remember Ed very well by saying I think if I were to speak on behalf of the Coleoptera Society, I think we were all proud to call Ed an honorary member of this society. Thank you.